Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
The Disco Haiku on Mag Zinc Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Herbal Aspects. Three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, Gammon Road, and online at herbalaspects.com. Rocker, I don't know what you did, but as soon as Kat walked in, the disco ball. When did we get that?
I know.
Isn't it crazy?
That's because all the lights are run by some crazy app.
Yeah. All sparkly. All
sparkly. We feel like a disco in here. It gets crazy sometimes.
About it, though. He loves it. Okay, so now we mentioned Kat, and we mentioned the Disco Haiku. But why?
VO5 is approaching 20 years as Madison's disco ambassadors. Band members have roots in both music and theater, and their shows at Atwood Fest, Memorial Union, and Dane Dances have become legendary.
Absolutely.
Legendary.
I first ran into VO5 in 2008 on Halloween at the Frequency Bar in Madison, what is now the Gamma Ray Bar, and they were wearing angel costumes. Halos, wings, wigs, everything,
yeah,
right?
They
were playing disco music. My wife, Alice, she started dancing and she loves disco, so she was in. She insisted I book the band for Atwood Summerfest back in the summer of 2009.
And
within a few years, our supergroup was attracting record crowds each year, and it's going on 2025, and they don't appear to be slowing down. Here in the studio to tell us about Catterday Night Fever and New Year's Eve is singer, trumpeter, and actor Kat Capilaro.
Yay!
Kat, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Honored to have you here. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
What does it mean to you when we say dancing in the streets? Obviously, I know what it means.
Yeah.
But what do you think of when you think of that?
Well, I think of Atwood Fest.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, it really has become a benchmark for our summers. It's always the last Saturday in July. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we are all ramped up into our beautiful summer festival schedule, and it just seems like everybody comes out, you know, just more and more every year, thousands of people.
Well, they had to move the big stage, right, Rocker? You had to
move it
because they needed a bigger area for people to show up and dance.
And more people came.
You
can't move in many more places. I don't know. Wow.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. I think it just shows people really want to dance together. People want to be together and make some community and shake their booties and not feel self-conscious and not try to be cool. Just do what you feel like. And that's sort of our message.
Now, you feel like dancing is part of like being healthy and getting together in community. And that's how I always feel about Atwood Fest. But talk about, because you wanted to talk about health and dancing.
Yeah, well, you know, I personally, I'm walking in on a knee that is less than 2 months old. So, you know, dancing has been a godsend for me. I mean, it's really how, it's kind of a religion. I'm not much of a religious person, but I really do believe in people coming together and making music together and moving their bodies together. I think it's a beautiful thing. And I can't even tell you, of almost 20 years of being together with VO5, how many people will say, "My husband never danced. I didn't dance.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't think I liked disco. I didn't know that I liked your music." And then there they are. They come to every show. They hire us for their wedding. They hire us for their kids' weddings.
They hire us
for their birthday parties.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, people really are turned on. And I feel just so honored that we've been, you know, a part of this, bringing back something that maybe was happening in the discos, you know, in the discotheques in the 70s, but wasn't happening in the streets this way? I don't think so.
Yeah, I love it.
I think that's our thing.
Well, no,
it's so natural.
I'd probably take all the credit for discovering you guys, but the reality is, that VO5 was founded a few years before I ran into you guys. Tell us how VO5 really got started.
Well, it is actually, a lot of us come out of the theater world, have done Broom Street things, and Andrew Roan and I, my husband, we've been together more than 30 years. We wrote musicals together. So we wrote a musical called Temp Slave. We wrote a musical called Walmartopia.
That went big.
That went big. That was in New York.
Oh, my God.
That was off Broadway.
Wow.
Yes.
And, but the dream was always, and this is a dream that Andrew carried with him through his childhood, was to, you know, to have a disco band, to have a live disco band.
Wow.
And it finally came together when we were doing a burlesque show called Cherry Pop Burlesque.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was, you know, I was stripping, dancing.
And, wait, hold on.
And
you got Rob's attention all of a sudden in there. He's
that's
like,
right, Rob.
What are we talking about now? Wait,
that's Mama Cat. So, as my mom calls it, hoochie coochie dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought in a live band, and the live band had Gail, our drummer, and Andrew on keys, and Drew, our former and sometimes sub keyboard bass player. And so that was sort of the foundation where we were like, okay, we were in the glow of a beautiful show that we had at the Majestic, and we were like, okay, let's do it. We have enough people here. We could do this disco band.
Oh,
and so we started rehearsing, and we first performed at the Slipper Club, which then became the Frequency,
right,
which now is the Gamma Ray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this is great Madison music history, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that was
it.
All 20 years ago. So.
Oh, jeez.
And when I saw them, they were wearing the angel outfits, but each show is a different theme.
Oh, absolutely. So for Halloween, we've had a couple. We always did the group themes. You know, we did an alien beauty pageant. We were all Princess Leia one time.
That's
great. We were all devils one time.
Oh,
we were all Elvis one time.
That would have been hilarious to see. Oh, my God.
And we did, we were at Gamma Ray for this Halloween, and we were all sort of just intergalactic disco, which was super fun, too. Like, you know.
Does someone make all your costumes, or, like, where do you keep them?
Well, we love St. Vinny's and Goodwill, and, you know, the men understand that you have to shop in the women's section if you want to get groovy clothes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's, you know, and it's kind of, we just take turns. Like, if you're feeling like, you know, dressing like animal print, you put that out to the band, and people rise to the occasion. Yeah.
I have a picture of somebody from your band a couple of years ago at Atwood Fest left their shoes behind.
No.
Oh, these were the coolest shoes. I hope
I
they
bet.
Came back and found them.
Did they have dice in the heels?
They had huge heels, and they were sparkle shoes, but I know a guy was wearing them.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope he got them back.
Probably a trombone.
Should have kept those darn shoes. Those were cool.
I did see Jimmy with some weird shoes after the show.
Probably not.
Oh, man. So you've got this Saturday night fever.
Yes.
Okay.
Meow.
November 30th, 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Crucible in Madison.
We've never played at the Crucible, and I live like two blocks from there.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a first time for everything.
There's a first time for everything.
Still. So tell us about it.
Well, Saturday Night Fever, it's celebrating. It's a benefit for the Madison Cat Project.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Not only helps out the kitties, but really helps out the kitties that really need help. You know what I mean? Like, there's different tiers of adoption. They will even, I wrote an article for them when I was with Isthmus. They will even, there's cats, some cats that are sort of so beyond domestication that they are really only, they would love to live in one of your outbuildings. And so they could be spayed and neutered and fed and get vet care. And then then they could live in your barn or your shed.
Yes.
And they have all kinds of amazing cats for adoption and, vet care and all of the stuff. I love animals.
Yep, me
I
too.
Love.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
How many cats do you have?
I only have one cat. She told me that she wants to be an only cat.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But she was born in my mom's barn.
Oh, that's awesome.
She was feral. Yeah. So, and that's another thing that Madison Cat Project does is help people. It used to be called Friends of Feral.
Yes.
So they will, you can trap a feral cat, and they will take them in, spay and neuter them, tip their ear, and help them find a home forever, like my kitty. And she's so sweet.
I love that so much.
Yeah, her name's Fanta.
So you're calling it Catterday Night Fever on behalf of the Madison Cat Project.
Exactly.
That is so good. I was wondering, too, if it had something to do with your name.
Oh, well, cat. You know, it doesn't hurt.
Just a nice side effect, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And we're definitely going to be feline, you know, feline themed.
Oh, of course. Uh-huh. Ears and the whole thing.
Yeah. Yep. And there's a costume contest as part of it.
Wow.
I know, and I'm looking at the date, I'm like, and it's not a it's November not Halloween, 30th. It's November 30th.
November 30th, right.
Yeah.
We should not have to wait for Halloween to dress up.
All the costumes will be half off, so it works out.
Yes. Well, there's another day that people really dress up for. And it's New Year's Eve.
Oh,
and
yeah.
VO5 is playing at the Concourse Hotel right here in Madison, around the corner.
Yep.
Tell us about New Year's Eve. Well, are you guys staying in the Governor's Club?
Well, we definitely are staying overnight.
Yeah.
And we love their big brunch that we have the next day.
So good.
So good. You know, that is... Before we ever took this gig, I had this idea in my head that it was not super cool to play a hotel New Year's Eve. And I just love it. I mean, it's a really diverse crowd. They dance all night long, and the concourse does it up. They've got jazz bands, they've got comedy, they have a meal, they've got, you know, places you can drink and hang out everywhere. And so people really like to come and, you know, buy the whole package and just like feel fancy for the whole night long. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to go outside, and then you just ride an elevator up to your room, and you know,
or the Governor's Club,
Governor's Club.
And when you go to the Governor's Club, it's all free booze.
Oh,
did you know that?
No.
Yeah, if you stay in the Governor's Club, they have a bar up there that's exclusive for the two floors of the Governor's Club. And all the munchies, they have like munchies and stuff and free booze.
Obviously,
you don't pay
someone has
drinks.
Been there and I hasn't see. Invited
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Well, Civic Media actually had their first Christmas party at the Governor's Club.
It was very nice.
All right. So I think Rocker's saying that we can all join him in the Governor's Club.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I think it's a party to crash.
All my friends are guests.
You know, I love how you mentioned, though, about not thinking a hotel was cool. I remember, I think I was in radio the first time in Green Bay, and that was when all the bands were playing at hotels.
Yeah.
And we'd bounce around to all the hotel ballrooms, and, you know, they'd have a happy hour, free food. I had a girlfriend that was in a band that traveled to hotels all around the country.
Okay.
And then I know they kind of went out of favor.
Yeah.
And it seems like maybe it's slowly making a comeback, and you guys are helping make that happen here.
Yeah, well, we love it.
That's
and, you
awesome.
Know, it's just, and we play a long time, you know. We try to play like 3.5 hours.
Oh my
gosh.
Really,
you know, you got to get it all out before the year ends.
That is true. That sounds fun.
Then you just got to get in the
really
elevator
fun.
And go upstairs.
Exactly.
So how do you sign up? Because I was kind of looking at the concourse. Ooh. They didn't have like a special block or anything. And like, how do you sign up for New Year's Eve?
You know, you just go to the concourse website, and they have a place where you can click, and they have, you know, the various packages. And
maybe you look too soon.
Well, maybe you just get a room, and then they have all these things going on. VO5 is one of them.
Just start showing up and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. Head down to the pool.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you something about the music, too, because you have a couple singers, and you play trumpet.
Yep.
Your husband plays keyboards.
Yeah.
Now, how did you guys, did you meet because of the band, or were you together already?
We met doing a Broome Street Theater play.
There it is.
Called My Fair Arab, actually.
My Fair Arab.
Yeah. It was kind of like My Fair Lady, but it was about the Palestinians.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was very edgy. Joel Gerstmann wrote it. So I sang and acted in it, and Andrew wrote the music.
Oh.
It was a Joel Gerstmann play. And yeah, we met then, and I think our first band was called The Merkins. We did like bluegrass and funk. Combo, just like whatever people were around, whatever instrument you played, we'll work it in.
At least keyboards and trumpet.
I know.
Yeah.
Such talent. I remember we were in, I think, 2020, and I interviewed the two of you via Zoom for Max Inc.
Oh, right.
And they were at a piano, and so we'd be interviewing, and he'd be, and you'd just go, sing, 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 sing. And I just remember thinking, how cool are you two?
Oh.
Yeah, serious.
Thank you, Terry.
That is a great, talented couple together, and then bring in all your friends and play all the wonderful music that VO5 does.
It's really our favorite thing to do. It's like, you know, it's kind of like matchmaking, community building, but we downsized. Our kids are 25 now, so we downsized tiny house, but we redecorated a garage. It's got piano, drum set, guitars, percussion, horns. It has everything that we need to really jam in there, and it's so fun to have that.
Does it have a refrigerator?
It had a fridge. We don't need a fridge. It's Wisconsin.
True. That's true.
Yeah, that goes on a table right outside.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or a snowbank, whatever's there.
Mm. Yeah, you two should come jam sometime.
So fun. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Well, Kat Cavalier, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Love to be here. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
VO5 tributes 70s disco and funk, covering tons of bands like the Bee Gees, ABBA, and other classics, but you also have original music, and we heard Disco Haiku before the interview. Right now we're going to listen to Soul Shiny Day. Tell us about this song and your original music before you go.
Sure. Well, we have one original album. It's called Dance Originality.
And it's fantastic.
And thank you. Thank you. We love it. It was a labor of love. It was done in our guitar player's basement, you know, self-produced.
Awesome.
We pressed vinyl. We had CDs. We give them out a lot. We really like to share the music. And you can find it on Spotify and Apple Music and all the places. Soul Shiny Day is a lovely song written by Jim Yockey, who plays percussion with us. He's semi-retired, but I know that it was inspired by riding his bike in Madison. And that is such a beautiful image. You know, it's like, especially right now when we're in November and I got a little bit of the seasonal affectives now. So, you know, to imagine getting this knee going all the way around on a bike again.
Yeah. You are on your way.
Yeah.
And then you can play the song and bike to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can bike to Atwood Fest.
Oh. Yeah.
I like the look ahead.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Mm-hmm. To be Atwood Fest again. Well, here we are. Let's hear some VO5. This is Soul Shine. Any day you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
When I wake in the morning and my soul is a blowing, look into a sun blue sky, and I feel as high, and my feet are on fire. My troubles away. Passing in love is on the sidewalk in the morning, hand in hand. Throw the frisbee to a buddy in the golden sand. Laughing away to a ride for the neighbors on the bay. And we just don't care, cause we love that sweet soul shiny day. Just got by.